from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
September 6th for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament benefiting the Autism Society, San Francisco Bay Area. Go to 9570game.com to learn more. Presented by ATCO Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company. So the boss man just came in here and he just said something, and I'm going to ask the fans this, because I don't buy it, but, you know, I'm just one person. 888-957-9570 is the number. Is this relationship salvageable? Say Brandon Ayuk signs a new deal later on today. Will there still be any issues? Is this salvageable? If Brandon Ayuk did re-sign with the 49ers later on today, and he hits the practice field tomorrow, are we just going to be able to move on? Or you think this is a situation that's lingering into the season?
I mean, this feels very different than some of the other ones. I don't know. I don't know. With his teammates, yeah, I think it's fine. But with, like, the coaches, and specifically Shanahan, because we're talking about Shanahan here, right? Like, we didn't know what was going on with the relationship between Shanahan and Jimmy G, but clearly what we've learned now is at the end of that 2022 season, Shanahan was done with Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, no, there was no other way around. He was just done with him. Now, I thought he was done with him a year prior. So who freaking knows on that one? But it did feel like he was, all right, now I'm, like, really, really done. It felt like he was done with Trey Lance too, even though they brought him back for training camp. It did feel awkward and weird. Like the Debo holdout, it felt different. There was a point in time where it felt like they were going to trade him. Then that time passed. And then when we were at quote unquote camp and stuff, walking around, he was there. He was dapping everybody up. He stayed on the practice field during practice, right? And there was all this like murmurs that they were working on the deal. And you didn't hear other potential suitors, and you didn't hear that Debo was being able to negotiate a deal with outside teams. The Bosa thing, he was out of sight, out of mind. It was very unique to the Debo thing. This one feels different in the sense that, like, they've basically told Brandon Ayuk, oh, yeah, go ahead, find people that you want to work a deal with. I don't know. I don't know if the genie can go back in the bottle. That goes back to Shanahan, where I'm like, is he done with him or not? Because I think ultimately the players will accept him back, well, like the way they did with Bosa and the way they did with Debo and stuff, and Jimmy. But will the coach accept him back? Like, that's the number one thing. Even Ayuk, to your, you know, the Pivot, what is it, the Pivot podcast, he even talked about being kind of the coach and him not having on the same page early on. I don't know if those feelings linger or if they resurface.
An all-pro wide receiver. He fought his way out the doghouse. He fought his way out the doghouse to have back-to-back 1,000-yard receivers.
No, I know, but does that animosity resurface is what I'm saying.
Maybe, but then when you get on the play, when they start playing football, you start scoring touchdowns, it's all good, right? I mean, so you brought up Debo Samuel, Holden. He talked about being traded. He comes, he gets hurt. Debo was talked about getting traded. They were discussing trading him this past offseason. Debo's been out there on the field balling out.
Yeah, but
balling out. He knows in the back of his head that, boy, they tried to trade me.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm cool. I'm cool with that. As far as Jimmy, at the end of 2022, he got hurt, right? We thought he was done. We thought Shanahan was done with Jimmy after 2021, after the Rams game, right? Comes on the baby field. He throws, practices.
There was this injury thing with the shoulder.
They restructure his deal. He takes over for Trey Lance, and he probably plays the best football since 2019 that season. And then he gets hurt against Miami. But they got over it. Jimmy was able to get over it. Shanahan was able to get over it. And they started winning football games. So to me, it'll be a distraction as long as I think Shanahan's been in this business for so long. I don't want to underrate that. He's seen it all as a coordinator, quality control coach. He's talked to his father. He's coached now. He's seen these hold-ins. Once Ayuk signed and gets on the field and they start practicing and they start playing games, we won't even be talking about this in September unless they lose. But if they go and start 7-1 or if they're 7-2, we'll be talking about the Super Bowl and getting the number one seed.
No, I agree, but I'm saying I don't know if Kyle's just done. Like, for example, with Trey Lance, like
Kyle's always done. Kyle, he's a head coach. They're always cranky.
In part, there were many reasons, but you don't think in part the moving Trey Lance in the preseason was like just get out. Just like let's get this. Well, let's just remove this situation.
Well, Trey Lance was so distraught. Shanahan looked out for him and said, "Okay, here's the deal. You could be the third stringer." And then he saw how Trey Lance was acting. He goes, "You know, Trey, just take the day off. Take the day off and let me know if you want to be here." Trey chose not to be here.
Yeah,
Trey ended up asking for a trade. And Shanahan was like, "Cool, we'll acquiesce to your request and you will send him to Dallas." He looked out for Trey in the situation. And I thought that's when Shanahan really won me over. That presser after the final preseason game when he sat there and said, "Man, here's a deal." And he was open-minded and everybody was mad at Shanahan. I thought, wow, I got a lot of respect for Shanahan. He did what he had to do and he looked out for the player. He looked out for the player.
I also think he was protecting his own team and removing the situation. It just takes some of the oxygen out of the room. And so I think it was just, that's my personal belief, is I think that it was a smart move because it was about the team. Like, all right, you know, let's just remove this situation. Yeah, it might be good for him as well simultaneously, but I think it was also self-serving.
Well, no, he asked him. He wanted to keep Trey. He was going to keep him with Trey. He's like, "Yo, what's the deal? What's the deal?" And he went, traded him. Anyway, let's go to Zach in Redwood City. Zach in Redwood City. I think we're looking way too deeply into this. These are professionals, man. They know the deal. They know the drill. Once the ball gets kicked off, all this stuff is just white noise, man. Zach in Redwood City, what's happening?
It's not, though. We just spent a whole Warrior season talking about emotions. And then...
No, that's because that's all you guys want to talk about. I want to talk about the
players
game.
Did too.
I want to talk about split action.
No,
I want to talk about triangle offense. I want to talk about read and react. That's what the fans want to do. That's what Sports Talk Radio is all about.
Are you kidding
yourself?
Want
to talk about drama all the time.
No.
That's all it is.
One of the greatest Warriors of all time spent an entire 18 months talking about his feelings, and that's Klay Thompson. Like, no, like that, and so did the coach, and so did the organization, and so do other players. Like, that's real. Come on.
Man.
Like, we can acknowledge it. Like, it's okay. These guys are human.
Oh, my gosh.
They're not robots.
Oh, my gosh. Zach in Redwood City.
What's up, Bonte? What's up, Shasky? How's it going?
What's up?
How we doing?
Good.
Good, cool. Yeah, so, I mean, you guys are talking Brandon Ayuk. I needed to chime in. I'm reading Tim Kawakami's headline this morning, how it would be an utter disaster both ways. And I don't know if I would put it that extreme, but I would love to see us run it back with the same squad. I mean, Slick Rick, you know? I mean, you get that fifth receiver, and I think it could be a total game changer here. And, you know, I went to Indiana. I got some connections out in Cleveland. Shane Wynn played for the Browns. He played for the Hoosiers. Great wide receiver, ran a 4.2. And he told me, he's like, it's not happening. It's probably not happening. I mean, the Patriots, you know, they declined the trade, right? And I mean,
well, they declined the trade because. Oh, Zach, you got flushed, my man. Sorry, your call's not good enough.
Was
you need to
waiting.
Contact Floyd Water Plumbing and Drain at floydwater.net. I mean, I said no to the Patriots. Now, you bring up Klay Thompson in the 18 months or whatnot. We talked about it, but what I remember was Klay Thompson go to the bench. Klay Thompson start shot chucking. Klay Thompson, your body language sucks, blah, 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 blah. Now, after the season, everything came out that, yeah, he was in a dark place, blah, 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 his feelings, blah, 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 he's trying to find out, blah, 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 blah. But once they got on the court, the players played. These weren't good. the team as a whole was good enough to compete for a championship.
Yeah, I think his psychology, you know, and the psychological stuff was impacting both. That's my personal belief.
He shot 43% from the 3-point line post All-Star break. Actually, he played really well post All-Star break. That psychological stuff that we're talking about, Klay Thompson post All-Star break played pretty damn good and averaged 20 points a game.
He overcame the stuff that he had prior. All right.
TC Sacramento.
The coach sat him down.
Shanahan.
That's what happens. Tom Brady and Belichick won six Super Bowls together, and they had many moments where they were at each throats.
That's what happens in pro sports.
Like,
that happens in pro sports,
exactly,
and you get over it. Friction happens.
It does happen.
Friction happens, but it's not going to linger in terms of wins and losses. Bosa's stuff. You don't think that annoyed the 49ers brass?
It lingers, sometimes
you don't think that annoyed the 49ers brass? You didn't annoy Steve Wilkes, who didn't get to know Nick Bosa until 2 days before the Pittsburgh Steelers game?
There's an article on ESPN right now about Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni and their relationship and how it deteriorated everything. I think some cases it means nothing, in some cases it does mean something.
TC, Sacramento.
Vontae Chasky. Good morning.
Good morning.
Bros. Man, just tapping in. First and foremost, not going to training camp, bro. This is a clown. This is clown behavior and clown show. I try to tell, like, I know you don't want to talk about the negativity, Vontae, but Joe's being honest. Like, bro, I try to tell you about this before, bro. This dude is running a clown show around there.
What are you talking about,
man?
Wait, Kyle Shanahan? How is he running a clown show, TC? How's this on Kyle Shanahan? How is Brendan Ayuk holding in and not getting his money on Kyle Shanahan, TC? Explain that one.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm explaining it to you right now because, bro, he should have been paid because I done everything you wanted, dog. Out of everybody, you want to play with me?
Shanahan's not signing the contracts. He's not signing the contract.
Hold on, Vontae. So listen, we can't keep playing both sides of the field. We can't say Shanahan's running the team, making decisions, and then when it comes to contracts, we're like, he's out of it. He's not doing anything. But when it's time to call somebody and make a move like Debo or Trent or whatever, Kyle's the guy to make the move. Bro, he's running things, dude. Pay that dude his money, dog. Period, point blank, and we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be here.
Flush. Get the flush button. You got to get flush. Going down the toilet. Sorry, your call's not good. You need to contact Floyd Water Plumbing and Drain at floydwater.net. No, that's ridiculous. Actually, what the hell does Shanahan have to do with Brendan Ayuk's money? You don't think Shanahan wants Brendan Ayuk in camp? Parag Marate and Jed York, and they're saying, boy, we can't, I don't know if we can pay this. We don't know if we can do it. Now, Shanahan probably has his input on
that's
that.
That's what I agree.
How the hell can you possibly say, in as we're entering year number 8 of the Kyle Shanahan era that he's running a clown show. We just lost the damn Super Bowl. The year before, you lost an NFC Championship game. The year before, you lost an NFC Championship game. The year before, you had to hold the team together in Glendale, Arizona for the last 5 weeks. The year before that, you lost the Super Bowl. What are we talking about?
It's not
this is all
show.
Making us crazy, folks.
No.
Dial it down. But, it's not going to be the last holdout we ever have in San Francisco, folks.
No, no.
Jesus Christ.
Nor in any sport. Like, but here's what I would say is that it is interesting that Kyle himself has admitted that he had to call Parag during the Trent Williams negotiation. Now, that part I find interesting. So,
and I was going to bring that up.
Okay.
Because Trent Williams is, I did a hit with Kansas City that day, and they thought, I did a hit with Carrington, our boy Carrington. He goes, boy, we're about to get Trent Williams. How you feeling? I said, I don't feel good. And Trent tells, oh, you know, you want to play with me? Well, I'm going to the Midwest. I'm going to Kansas City.
He called Shanahan, and then Shanahan said he had to call Parag, essentially.
Like, yeah, basically, it was like, you got to get this done.
Yeah.
You have to get this done.
So that's where I guess my question to you is do you think Kyle has done that in this situation? Because it sounds like they did that with the Bosa situation. It sounds to me, last year, based off the tea leaves that I'm hearing and seeing and reading and everything, is that the Bosa thing was getting down toward week one, and it's the middle of that week, and they were like, John and Kyle basically were like, yo, Parag, like, I get it. You want to, like, save X amount of dollars? Get this done. It feels very, very similar. So do you think they would do the same thing right now?
I don't know. Well, here's how Shanahan feels about the rest of the wide receiver room.
I love the guys that we have in the building. I love the vets that we've had here that have played at a high level. I love the new ones we brought in for competition, and I love the young guys. You know, they have been banged up, trying to get healthy, you know, battling a shoulder, battling a hamstring. But when they're out there, they're getting better, and I hope that they can get healthy, continue to stay healthy so they can get the time in that they need to be ready. I know they will be if they get that time in, but that's the risky and hard thing about football. Football is a tough thing to practice, tough thing to get prepared for, and you got to do that at a very high level, and you hope they have no setbacks as they go along, and if they don't, I feel very good about the guys because they got what it takes.
Well, here's Shanahan on his emotions about the entire situation.
Calculated and prepared. I mean, you want everybody out there. I'm frustrated guys are hurt and can't get out there. All you want to do is practice and get ready for the tough season that's ahead, but you also truly understand the business side of our league and what these guys do and put themselves through and what they have to go through in these deals. So whether it's a hold in or whether it's a hold out, I mean, this stuff is pretty common and you just got to be patient with it as a coach.
It's all right.
I want the holdover. That's what I want.
No.
Was that Jimmy on the baby field? It was a holdover. It wasn't a hold in, a hold out. He was just over there. Hold over there. You Jimmy, over there.
Jimmy.
Give it to me.
Jimmy.
Hey, if Jimmy gets cut from the Rams, do they bring him in to replace Ayuk?
Why?
It's a joke.
I'm afraid that it's going to have to be Jimmy Garoppolo that gets it done.
The problem is not only Ayuk. That's the thing. Like, that's the part that's bugging me.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.